Good morning, everyone. I'm here with the Femi Oke, John Hockenberry here.
Good morning. I'm actually getting some international reaction in about Senator Ted Kennedy's death. He was reported to have died by his family last night from brain cancer. So the Massachusetts lawmaker is dead. The British Prime Minister Gordon Brown called Kennedy a true public servant. The Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd says that he made an extraordinary contribution to America's role in the world. John.
So we are continuing to remember Ted Kennedy, who has an extraordinary legacy as a senator, also as one of the Kennedy men who suffered both great tragedy and also great success in American public life, and also as a member of the nine Kennedys who were born of Joseph and Rose Kennedy, who really formed an extraordinary generation of leaders in many different walks of life, male and female, in the United States. He wrote the piece in the New York Times this morning on Senator Ted Kennedy. John Broder joins us now from Washington. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
It must have been a hard piece to write. A lot of material there.
Well, it was weeks and weeks of research, which was fascinating and fun, and then days and days of difficult writing. And, my colleagues might laugh, but it was hard to boil it down to 6,000 words.
Well, in many ways, the lives of Ted Kennedy fight each other in the way that celebrity sort of fights the public service, fights the sort of self-destructive behaviors that we've grown up to know of Ted Kennedy. Which takes precedence?
Well, I think you have to look at his public record. Like any public servant, like any artist, in a way, his private life, his personal life, had many deep flaws. And yet he leaves behind a record as a lawmaker that few, if any, have ever or will ever equal. I mean, he served decades in the United States Senate. His name is on some of the most important health care, civil rights, education, judiciary legislation that the body wrote in those decades that he served. And, you know, we'll always remember him, both as a flawed man and as a great legislator.
We're asking for your thoughts on the Kennedy legacy. I guess the question really would be, you've got the two public profiles of the Kennedys, John Broder. One, the kind of supreme sort of power, the reaching the pinnacle of power, the JFK, the RFK, what Joe Kennedy aspired for his first son, Joe, before he died in World War II, to achieve, which was the presidency. But then you also have Eunice Kennedy and Ted Kennedy, who are more indefatigable kind of warriors who work in the background and ultimately accumulate a mountain of legacy. Which do you think is a greater legacy for the Kennedys this morning?
Well, this may be debated and debatable, controversial assertion, but I think that Ted will ultimately be viewed as the most consequential of all the Kennedys. It's become something of a cliche to say that he's the Kennedy man that grew old. We'll always remember Bobby, that night in California, or standing on that platform in Indianapolis the night Martin Luther King was shot. We'll remember John for Camelot, for the glamour, for the promise of his presidency rather than the accomplishments of his presidency. But Teddy grew old, and we got to see him in all his glory and in all his tragedy, and yet he leaves behind an enormous body of work.
Well, joining us now is Pete Hoekstra, Congressman representing Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning.
Now, you were certainly on the other side of the fence on so many issues with Senator Ted Kennedy and with the sort of liberal wing of the Democratic Party in the House of Representatives. What are your thoughts this morning?
Well, I think obviously we send our sympathies and our prayers to the Kennedy family. Ted Kennedy was a giant in this generation, both in America for a number of different reasons. Politically, he was always a giant in Washington, and he had tremendous legislative success and impact during his career, even though you're right, I disagreed with him politically on just about everything, but have tremendous respect for his capability as a legislator and the impact that he had on this country.
You know, Congressman Hoekstra, Carl Hulse of the New York Times was saying a moment ago that his death may change the dynamic of the health care debate? I know it's not necessarily your center of mass there in the House. You're more on the sort of security end of things, which is why we originally asked you on the program. But if it wouldn't be unfair, do you think that's likely, that some sort of emotional quality here will transform the health care debate from the stridency that we've seen to maybe something else?
I think, I would hope that it might help transform the debate into a more civil debate, recognizing that there needs to be reform and changes. But to believe that it will fundamentally change, support for one program or one approach versus another, I wouldn't expect that to happen. But, maybe it will transform the debate into a civil debate of one that is looking for solutions. I mean, Senator Kennedy always was one that, tried to get to yes, tried to get to solutions that would work and have a legislative success, and maybe maybe in that way the debate will change. I'm not sure that the positions will change.
Well, Congressman Hoekstra, thanks so much for being a part of that. That's well said. Getting to yes, that's really been the challenge in this early period of the Obama presidency. Pete Hoekstra is a congressman representing Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, great. Thank you.
John Broder, listen to this Ted Kennedy statement back in 1973, and I just want your reaction before we go.
I think if the lessons of Watergate mean anything, it means that we have to change the present system, which says that we have the best elections that money can buy. The best investment would be, of course, with the federal funding for elections.
Now, that cut reminded me this morning that Ted Kennedy was one of the very earliest on campaign finance reform, something that is talked about in every campaign now.
Well, one of the interesting things about it, and Congressman Hoekstra's comments reflected that to some extent, is that Kennedy, for all of his reputation as a liberal, for all of his commitment to liberal causes and the dispossessed, knew that the only way to get significant legislation passed was in a bipartisan way. And he was known for working across the aisle. And his greatest ally in campaign finance reform was none other than John McCain,
wow,
the Republican presidential nominee of last year, a man he worked hard to defeat in the election, and yet who he worked closely with on campaign finance and immigration reform.
And also dear friends with Orrin Hatch of Utah, another prominent Republican. John Broder of The New York Times wrote the big piece, biography, really, as well as an obituary of Senator Kennedy in The New York Times. He joins us from Washington, D.C. Femi?
This isn't a one-way conversation, good morning,
no,
all. It's part of your remembrances for Senator Edward Kennedy. Give us your memories and your memories of the Kennedy legacy, actually, on 1-877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. We are remembering this morning Senator Edward Kennedy. He died at the age of 77 from brain cancer. I'm Femi Okay.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckabee. Femi, we are talking to our listeners about their remembrances of Senator Edward Kennedy, who died overnight at the age of 77.
That is right. We'd also like your remembrances, your memories of Senator Edward Kennedy, and also the entire Kennedy clan. Give us a call, 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Your memories for Senator Ted Kennedy.
And continuing our conversation with John Broder, who's a reporter for The New York Times, who wrote the piece about Senator Kennedy that's in today's New York Times. Let me run by you a couple of things that really are reminders of how important Senator Kennedy was among his colleagues. Here's Robert Byrd reacting to the diagnosis back in May of 2008 that Kennedy had brain cancer.
Ted, my dear friend, I love you and I miss you.
Back there in May, we really had a clue as to the deep emotional connection that Ted Kennedy has to a lot of his colleagues, regardless of party affiliation.
Well, that's absolutely right. Of course, Senator Byrd, a Democrat, is one of only two men in the history of the United States Senate to have served longer than Kennedy, the other being Strom Thurmond, of course, of South Carolina. But Byrd and Kennedy were as different ideologically as Kennedy was from many of his Republican colleagues as well. And yet Byrd was perhaps the greatest student and the greatest lover of the Senate ever to walk the halls of that building. And he knew Ted, and he knew Ted's legacy will be enormous.
John Broder from the New York Times, your piece today talks about Senator Kennedy starting off as a lightweight, and then you go on for pages and pages explaining how he made that transformation. Was there a key moment or a key number of moments where you could see that transformation happening from a lightweight to the liberal lion?
Well, you almost have to trace almost the entire arc. One of the historians that I quoted in there said that many people in this country grow up and go into politics. The Kennedys go into politics and then grow up. And we watched that process before our eyes, first with the death of his brother John, the president, a few years later, Robert's death, which seemed to be, in some ways, from my reading, the most significant event in his life.
Yeah, I would agree.
It was at that point that the entire mantle of being a Kennedy fell on his shoulders. And he wasn't ready for it, as we saw the next summer at Chappaquiddick. He had not yet, grown up or conquered his personal demons with alcohol or whatever it was that contributed to that accident.
But that's what made Teddy's story so Shakespearean, unlike John's, which was more King Arthur. You know, it was more of a fantasy. And Bobby's was, barely known in some ways compared to Teddy's. Before we go, John, listen to this and answer the question. Is this the last political card that Teddy Kennedy ever played?
With Barack Obama, we will close the book on the old politics of race against race, gender against gender, ethnic group against ethnic group, and straight against gay.
Quickly, John, is that his last political card, endorsing Obama?
There's a lot of debate about how much endorsements count. This one counted a lot.
John Broder of the New York Times, thanks so much.